In this industry since 1987, getting paid by somebody else. I've been doing this since I was about 10. My dad was in this industry. His dad was in this industry.
So that answers my question of why you decided to purchase.
I've tried to buy several scrapyards over the years. Just nothing ever clicked until this.
Okay, so are you still doing residential pickup?
No, we don't do any residential trash. We don't even do commercial trash. Only the factories, industrial waste, we do that, and industrial. The recycling, we do drop off, and we do industrial. We can do demolition. We do some of that. If somebody's knocking something down, trash in one box, metal in another box.
And did you decide to keep the name of Winsky's?
Well, I decided to keep the name because name recognition. Whether you thought highly of Winsky's, several people did. Whether you thought less of Winsky's, several people did. Everybody knew the name.
Sure.
So I wanted to keep the name. Okay. Because everybody knew it.
Never heard of it.
Right? You wouldn't. Priority Recycling was the company I started. And I just acted as a broker. I brokered all kinds of material. I brokered plastic. I brokered polyurethane foam. I never intended for Priority Recycling to become a metal broker. But I've been doing it for 22 years.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's all I have for you, Jim.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want to actually see?
I do. So what improvements have you made here?
So we're still in the middle of it. As you can see in this office, the scale house had no insulation whatsoever in this building. So because we weren't using this office, we were able to tear the walls off and just put insulation in. And then, you know, we've done the windows. We've put up the fence. We replaced one roof on the building. We're doing some grading work. We're repairing walls. There's a lot of things you can see and a lot of things you can't. Most people aren't going to notice the upgrade in the electrical work that we did. I moved my box out of the building where we had a problem and we redid the roof, and I put it outside. Actually makes it more secure being outside. We completely rewired this office. We've done a lot of cleaning, trying to make it look like a business.
And how many employees do you employ?
Well, we've got six.
Were they here before?
Everybody stayed that was here. We've had one retirement. I hired his replacement, and I hired an additional person. And I currently have a part-time person who's developmentally disabled. He comes in, and he was scheduled for a couple of days a week. Met him out at the golf course, Frankfort Commons. He works there, and they're down for the season. So I've got him coming in here a few days a week, picking up trash, whatever he can do. So we also added this gate, and we're trying to make it so people don't back out on the street anymore. We're trying to make it so people don't have to back up anymore. That's the best. Right now we've got it set up so it can be a big figure eight. Come in this way, go around that way, go down, get rid of your scrap, out, and just a great big figure eight. I used to call it my roundabout.
Okay, so tell me about future improvements.
Okay. So we're already, we'll have gates on the rest of it to secure the facility so people can't wander in, like after hours. My biggest fear is someone stumbling through here at night and falling and hurting themselves. I don't want that to happen. Pretty sure that person doesn't either. But we're in negotiation now to buy a 70-foot truck scale. Trying to work with the engineers to where we're going to place it and how that traffic flow is going to work. But I think a 70-foot truck scale is going to be a huge improvement. We're doing that. We're getting ready to upgrade our current little scale. And then we'll have, it'll be the whole system that goes along with having a truck scale. Lights, stop, go, changing our pay area. I want to add another office because I don't think I need to be sitting in the scale room all day. Sherman did. Sherman liked it. I don't feel the need. If I train my people right, I don't have to sit in there. And we're looking to grow. We're looking to do different things. I've been talking to some potential customers. They're still waste services. I've been talking to some industrial customers. We're looking to grow.
So you and your wife are both hands-on every day?
Hands-on every day.
Nice.
My son works here as well, because, I'm old. At least that's what he tells me. But he's been in charge of building our website. We have PriorityRecycling.com and WinskyBrothers.com. He manages our all of our internet traffic, our internet sales. Customers starting to come here from as far away as Kokomo. We have customers coming in from Lafayette. And mostly they've been finding us on the website through Facebook Marketplace. We've got a lot of material on there. He does all that. He also comes down here and helps. I mean, he's got a lot of experience doing this too, but I don't really need him to be here buying and sorting metal. I have other people to do that. He can do the...
And so that was my next question is, at our age, we're looking to retire, and you step out and buy a huge business. Well, what's up with that?
Well, my cousin said this. I just always wanted to own my own. I've done this for a lot of years for several different people, but I just always wanted to own my own. That way I can run things the way I want. And besides that, I want to leave something to my kids.
True.
If I had just worked and retired, I could leave them whatever money I might have had. But if I have something else, something more than just money, a piece of a community, I think that's more. I think that's more than just money. I think it's important.
Well, hopefully we can help hook you up with a realtor that can find you some nice property to live in.
This nice property.
To live in.
Oh, to live too. Yeah, sure. Well, I've talked to some real estate agents in town. It just hasn't been a good time with the way prices just skyrocketed. Well, I don't know. Come on down. Check us out. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You can see the changes. It's hard to even tell driving by.
I can see the improvements.
Well,
actually, I have. I mean, outside looks really nice. It's clean. It looks like it's cleaned up.
Thank you.
Not to say anything about the people before, but it looks...
Right.
It looks nice.
Well, it's like I told Keith when he first interviewed me. Not everyone views scrap the way I do. I understand that. Yeah, the community... doesn't look at what I do the same way I look at it. So, they see junk. They may not want to see junk. So that's why we put up the fence. I want to put the gates up to protect inside.
It looks like it's moving out, though, quicker than it did before. You know,
that's just
incoming and out.
That's business plan. We're moving actually a little bit more tonnage so far than what they were moving before. But I have never been of a mind to buy stuff, hold it, play the market. I'm not a play the market kind of guy. I took a huge risk in buying this, especially at my advanced years. I know what I'm capable of. So I also know I don't know what the markets are going to do. So I don't gamble on the markets. I gambled on an income stream that they had. I gambled on the equipment that they had. But I don't play the markets. If I'm going to do that, I might as well go to Las Vegas.
Okay. So it's been 14 months. Okay, well.
15 months next week.
Okay. Well, a little late, but I'd like to welcome you to the community.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And hopefully you can get settled in here soon sometime.
We'll see.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
It's my pleasure.